promised you guys a pink bus. Here it is. And it's really perfect timing because our next speaker is a longtime Planned Parenthood nurse practitioner. And you can look at the bus right there and see all of the services that we provide for men and women across this country and the important basic care that we provide. So Meg is going to tell you a little bit more about that and why she stands with Planned Parenthood. Meg Robertson. Good morning. I'm a nurse practitioner. I've been working for Planned Parenthood for over 15 years. I don't need to give you the statistics of what we're out there doing. You can just look at this beautiful pink bus and see those numbers. I'm also here today to speak on behalf of all of my colleagues and the hardworking staff members that are in our clinics, 27 clinics statewide, as we speak, diligently, compassionately, and comprehensively providing basic health care services. Not just birth control, cervical cancer prevention, breast cancer prevention, screening for testicular and prostate cancer, treatment of STDs and screening for STDs, making sure that our patients who test positive for HIV and other serious illnesses get referred and obtain their life-saving care. I'm here because I'm outraged that politics is playing any role whatsoever in what should be conversations between a patient and their healthcare provider. I also want to thank all of you for coming here and showing support. Normally, when I stand behind a microphone, I'm talking to a panel of people who do not support us and have to convince them about what it is we do. And that we're not just this on-the-fridge alternative healthcare organization. We're a legitimate healthcare organization. Yeah. Yeah. The services that we provide are evidence-based. We don't just make up stuff, okay? This comes from hard-working people and at the Federation level, physicians, researchers, nurses, lay people who come together every year and come up with research to change our protocols so that we can continue to provide the most recent evidence-based health care. Reproductive health care is basic health care. Yeah. And it's disgusting, and again, I'm outraged, and I know I speak for all of you and all of the employees of Planned Parenthood. Our services have no place in balancing a state budget. Yeah. This absolutely vicious attack on reproductive health rights of both women and men is deplorable. But Planned Parenthood has been here strong for 75 years, and we're going to continue to fight and be here for another 75. Yeah. Thanks again for coming. Love you guys. Love the bus. And have a great day. Next, I'd like to introduce one of our rock star volunteers, interns, and Planned Parenthood patients, Ren.
Thank you, Nicole. Hello, everybody. And I cannot tell you how fabulous you all look from right here. You just look very nice today. My name is Ren Kateri. I'm a student at the UW-Madison, and I am so honored to be here today standing with Planned Parenthood and the rest of you. I am a patient at Planned Parenthood, and I'm a member of the Badger Care Family Planning Program. For the last 3 years, I've been a volunteer, intern, and patient at Planned Parenthood, and it is my sole reproductive health care provider. Without Planned Parenthood, I would have a hard time accessing annual exams and birth control, which are essential to my life, especially since I'm a student and going to graduate school next year. Yeah. I need these services. As a full-time student, and I have numerous part-time jobs, I was having a hard time scrounging up the cash to pay for my copay. annually or monthly, it would be close to $100 with gas and paying for it. And I just didn't feel like it was fair to have to choose between paying my rent and paying my basic healthcare needs. Yeah. The healthcare I receive at Planned Parenthood is so critical to my health. Without the care provided by Planned Parenthood's doctors, nurses, and other fabulous healthcare providers, many women, including myself, my friends, my family, would not have access to these valuable and life-saving medical needs. So I just want to share a quick little story with you guys. I have a, believe it or not, a pro-life Republican voting friend. And she found herself in need of some emergency contraceptives and reproductive health care. When she came to me with this dilemma because she had no one else to go to, I referred her to the respectful and safe Planned Parenthood Clinic in Madison. There she was enrolled in the Wisconsin's Family Planning Program and received the essential contraceptives that keep her healthy and enrolled in school. And I don't wish this to point this out, to point any out any hypocrisy. I just wish to point out that all of our friends, our peers, our family, and even Republican sons and daughters need Planned Parenthood. Yeah! Planned Parenthood has been there for me in so many ways, and now I stand here today and tomorrow and the next day for women's health and Planned Parenthood. Women in Madison and throughout all of Wisconsin need the services that Planned Parenthood provides to stay healthy.
Yeah!
When I hear Scott Walker say that he's going to cut the family planning program, I hear him saying, I do not care about women in Wisconsin. I do not care about their families. I don't care about men in Wisconsin who also rely on Planned Parenthood for their services. So we must fight, and we must not let politicians in Washington or in Madison take away our basic health care needs. So I'm going to wrap it up because I know it's a bit nipply out today. So thank you, Wisconsin. Thank you, Madison. Thank you, everybody, for being here. It's really an honor to get up here and speak with you guys today. So thank you so much.